What's up, guys? This is Jacob with Powerhouse Recruitment. Welcome back for week two of the Powerhouse Podcast. Recruitment tips and strategies to make your house the powerhouse on campus. If you're listening for the second time in a row, I'm pretty pumped to have you back, and I hope you get on iTunes and leave me a review so far. Good or bad, I'd like to know your feedback, and I'd like to have advice on where to go forward from here, and I'd just like to know that you're listening. So last week was more of an introduction to me and this show as a whole, but today we're going to hit the ground running with what I believe to be the foundation for successful recruitment. I believe there's more to the recruitment process than saying the right things, making the right decisions, and knowing the right answers to the questions. At its core, it's a mindset and a skill, if you will. However, it's a skill that anyone can acquire, and it can be obtained by anyone who's willing to put the work in to learn how to learn that skill. And it's much like anything else you're going to do in your lifetime. But the fact that you're listening to me right now, and that shows that you're willing to put the work in and you're willing to learn and master this skill to see dominance and success. So let's get to it. So what if I told you that rush and recruitment were completely different? If you know that to be true, then you are absolutely among the few. The number of chapters and the number of recruitment chairmen across this globe that don't understand the difference here, it's astounding. To be completely transparent, until I attended an advanced recruitment seminar hosted by my international fraternity, I had no clue either, but luckily, I was taught, and it changed the game forever. And then to continue on that transparency level, learning this concept changed the way that I approached the recruitment process. It changed the way that my chapter approached the recruitment process through me. And essentially, it was a spark that ignited the recruitment powerhouse that my undergraduate chapter is now. And here's a little bit more of what I mean. To get into detail, rush is usually on most campuses the week-long process that's hosted by the university. Most times it's run by the Interfraternity Council, IFC, or in whatever your campus may have as the governing body of the fraternity chapters on your campus. If your process at your school is similar to what mine was, we always coined it formal rush, which simply was a designated timeline of events for recruits, PNMs, rushies, potential pledges, whatever you want to call them. It was a designated timeline of events that they all had to go through and participate in order to make things fair and balanced in the process. In my opinion, I hate this. I do not agree. I understand how it should come into play. I do understand, but I don't like it at all. I do not like the formal rush process that's designed and implemented by a majority of chapters. The process of formal rush, this is why I don't like it. The process of formal rush, during this, the recruit has to take it upon himself. He has to take it upon himself to go to every chapter house. And from there, he has to take it upon himself to decide where he wants to go. He goes to the houses. He goes to every single one. He meets the people. Then he decides where he wants to go, given that he receives a bid or an invitation. Now, this completely eliminates the idea of recruitment, and it limits your chapter to strictly rushing. And we'll get into how they differ in just a minute. But I personally prefer the open recruitment environment. I think it it may not be as fair and balanced, but it shows the big boys from the guys who don't work hard. And to be completely honest, had someone not came and recruited me and approached me instead of it being me go to them, I wouldn't be talking right now. I would not be doing this podcast. I would have never had joined a Greek organization, and I would have never went to the leadership conference that allowed me to learn the strategies that I'm telling you today. So thank God that someone, you know, stepped out and decided to recruit instead of let me take it upon myself to go through formal rush, because I probably wouldn't be saying any of this right now. Now, on the other hand, recruitment is, by my personal definition, recruitment is the process of constantly probing your campus for potential recruits to continue your fraternity's legacy. And along that, you make your way to the top. See, recruitment is a 24/7 process. Rush lasts a week, and it's usually a few hours every night during the week. But recruitment is 24/7. And it's day in and day out. You're grinding. You're finding these guys. You're working your tail off to meet new people and to make a point to find people that are going to be the next, you know, executive members, the next presidents of your chapter, the next presidents of IFC, regardless what it is. And it's really kind of a shame that so many chapters let their recruitment process be delegated by the Greek Council or the IFC or their university. And I can personally attend to situations where my chapter allowed the university to and their standards to limit us to our recruitment, and we stopped at bid day. You know, bid day happened and we were excited. We said, yeah, well, you know, we got a great group of guys. All right, well, we'll do this again next semester. However, I've also been on the other side where bid day happened and we were excited and we were like, yeah, we got a great group of guys. Let's keep going and keep finding guys. Let's start working now on the guys for next semester so we can have just as big of a class, if not bigger. So I've seen both sides. I know the easy way out is to just let rush week happen. But the best way, the fun way is to recruit. The fun way is to work your tail off. And then the most fun way is to ultimately break records on your campus and break records in your fraternity and see the results that come of it, because I can tell you right now that it is worth every second and every minute of the time that I put in. So what I've done here is basically the question that comes of this is, well, why do so many chapters refuse to continue recruiting? So I've come up with the two top reasons that I believe fraternities stop recruiting. And so I'm going to go through those right now. First, chapters stop recruiting because they're content with their current situation. They bring in the same numbers every year. They're mid to top tier in fraternity classes on their campus, blah, blah, blah. The list of reasons to be content just goes on and on. They say, oh, well, you know, we got 30. That's probably about as good as we can get with how many fraternities we've got in the size of our school. That's bull crap. I don't believe that for a second. You're telling me with even on a small campus, a freshman class of males, over 600 men, and you can only get 30 of them? That doesn't make any sense. There's 50 to 60 great guys out there waiting for you to come knock on your door. You know, as a matter of fact, if you think that you're one of those that can only get 30, you can only get 30 quality guys, go to my website, www.powerhousefraternity.com. Go there and send me a little message on the contact form and just tell me, say, hey, I don't really think we can get more than 30. And we will talk, we'll get with your treasurer, and we will figure out a way to get me there. And I will do this personally, and I will prove you wrong. Seriously, do that. Back on track number two. Chapters refuse to continue recruiting because they don't know how. You know, they appoint a rush chairman who's a great talker. They appoint a rush chairman who has some really cool ideas, but they don't appoint a rush chairman who knows how to recruit. He knows how to handle rush week. The chapter may know how to handle rush week, but outside of that, that's about it. And it's really unfortunate that fraternity's headquarters aren't all offering the continuing education that mine did. And I'm very thankful that I got that. And I'm thankful that the undergrads in my fraternities still have that, because we reap success day in and day out. But, you know, fortunately, my fraternity's headquarters is very strong in that aspect, and they are very committed to us learning. And so that's another reason why I'm doing this right now, is because I know there's some that aren't. And I want to be able to help and reach out to the ones who aren't and offer advice and tips so that the Greek community can grow as a whole. So I'll tell you the same three words that my recruitment consultant told me in college, and that I tell my recruitment chairman, the new recruitment chairman, every time they appoint a new one. And it's three words: recruitment is easy. Now, throughout these podcast episodes, we'll talk about why they're easy, how they're easy, what I did to make them easier, and what you can do to do the same. However, if you take one thing away from this episode here, I want you to take this away. This is my tagline. This is my motto. This is what I lived by when I was recruiting. It's stop rushing, start recruiting. It's the title of this podcast episode, and you'll hear me say that a lot. It's time to stop rushing and start recruiting. And until you build your committee, your executive board, and your entire chapter on this firm foundation of stopping rush and starting recruitment, you won't reach the full potential that your chapter has. There are guys out there, freshmen, sophomore, juniors, even seniors out there waiting for you to show up at their dorm room door. They're waiting for you to invite them to a cookout because they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And there's a great opportunity for you to be able to reach out and grab those guys. In closing, although there's a strong possibility that you and I are members of totally different Greek letter fraternities, I'd love the opportunity to help you out and consult your team, consult your chapter, and do whatever it takes to help you guys grow and reach your potential and dominate your campus. Again, no matter what the letters are, I strongly believe in the Greek system. I believe it's incredibly valuable to every university, to every community, and every individual that is involved in that. There are way too many young men who are missing out on the chance to be part of something great and to achieve success that they never imagined they could, like you and I have, simply because chapters rush and they don't recruit. Anyways, guys, that's all I've got for today. Be looking for the podcast next Sunday. I'm actually hosting a recruitment retreat for a chapter, and I will be podcasting about what we went through and the steps that we took in this introductory recruitment retreat for the new Rush chairman. So it'll be pretty cool. I might bring one of the guys in to interview and ask him what he thought about the recruitment retreat, and see what he thought, if he thought it was a good head start. So next week's podcast will be called Why We're Starting Now. So to leave you with one question: what's stopping you from being a recruitment powerhouse? Thanks for listening, guys. Check out my website, www.powerhousefraternity.com, and we will see you next week.